Shadow tanker seized by Swedish Coast Guard. The Swedish Coast Guard has seized a tanker in the Baltic Sea, marking the latest in a string of similar actions carried out by Sweden's authorities in recent months. The vessel, Jinhui, was boarded by Coast Guard and police teams in Swedish territorial waters south of Trelleborg. The ship's destination was unclear, but it was thought to be carrying no cargo. The Swedish Coast Guard has launched a preliminary investigation into the tanker's lack of seaworthiness, citing several irregularities concerning its flag status. These issues have raised concerns about the vessel's legitimacy and compliance with international regulations. The Coast Guard suspects that the ship is sailing under a false flag, given the number of irregularities surrounding its flag status. This has led to doubts about the vessel's seaworthiness and its ability to meet demands for safety and security as set out in international agreements. The Jinhui was flagged to several sanctions lists, including those of the European Union and Britain. These listings suggest that the vessel is subject to restrictions and penalties due to its suspected involvement with Russia's Shadow Fleet. Sweden has stepped up efforts to disrupt the so-called Shadow Fleet of tankers used by Moscow to fund its four-year war against Ukraine. This move is part of a broader effort by European nations to target Russia's ability to finance its military operations. The seizure of the Jinhui marks the latest in a series of actions taken by Sweden and other European countries to crack down on Russian vessels suspected of involvement with the Shadow Fleet. These efforts aim to limit Russia's access to financial resources and disrupt its ability to wage war. European nations have condemned Russia's use of tankers as part of its Shadow Fleet, labeling it a hostile act. The actions taken by Sweden and other countries are seen as an attempt to counter this tactic and limit Russia's military capabilities. The Jinhui seizure is also notable for the fact that it is the fifth vessel stopped by Swedish authorities this year. This increase in activity reflects the growing efforts of European nations to target Russian vessels suspected of involvement with the Shadow Fleet.